Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Frank!
What?
How much longer?
3 hours.
Oh, my God. Can I watch what you're watching? Because the Wi-Fi is not strong enough for me to watch anything.
You should have downloaded movies, then.
I mean, I also have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's not good. Bathroom on the plane is busted.
What?
Yeah, but you can use the emergency can.
Where's the emergency can?
You're sitting on it.
What?
You just pull that cushion up and get that privacy screen over there. Is it a number one or a number two?
It's a number one.
Ah, let her rip. It's still gonna go out in the air anyway. Just keep on
flying. This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. We got Captain Austin with us as well. It's Sun, hanging out at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. And we came across RV Tom, which I just found out right before we started doing this segment, that Tom has another nickname. It's not Goose. It's not...
It's Sky God.
Sky God. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe I don't recall you saying that before, but I was like, it probably fits.
Well, I'm just being modest.
Yes, as we do as pilots. Right. So I don't know if we got to change RV Tom to Sky God Tom. He would probably prefer that, but I don't know.
Just say Tom, I just say Sky God, and everybody in the industry will know.
All right. Well, he's not flying. Obviously, he's been drinking, and he's socially lubricated. We figured this would be a good time to catch up. I don't know. Was it a margarita, one of your margaritas that got you going here, or is it too early for that, Tom?
Too early for that, yeah.
Okay. Too early for the Sky God. But we figured we got to catch up with him anyway. He's part of our team here, and he's just been getting situated here. Because we're still at the beginning of the week for Sun and Fun. Weather looks great. It's beautiful. People are out and about just enjoying. You're hanging out at the Velocity booth and came over and offered us. Those are the planes where whether you're looking at them from the front or the back, you think you're looking at them from the front, but they're the back.
No matter how you look at it, it's a great-looking airplane.
It's a pretty awesome-looking. It has the canard design on the Velocities. Yeah, and we were talking about what he's seen so far, the Delta Hawk diesel engine folks. That caught your eye. We're going to talk to them, I think, on next week's show. But what else have you been seeing so far? Have you wandered the grounds here at Sun and Fun yet, Tom, or no?
The best day to be here is Monday before they actually open. I take the golf cart behind me and I go around everywhere and nobody's going to stop anywhere. So I go out to the lower 40 where the Homeville Camping's at. I went out to the barbecue area and everybody's setting up their tents and you get to talk to people and see the enthusiasm that they're looking forward for the whole week. It's great. The day before, behind the scenes. Same thing as at Oshkosh the day before. I like going in and seeing how they're all setting up and everybody's running around like a bunch of ants trying to get ready for the next morning.
They're basically setting up an entire city here in Lakeland. It'll be a 250,000 people to show up at this thing. And then the infrastructure they have to lay out and everything is impressive. So that's what it is. And just mix and mingle while people are setting up their campers and tents. And then you see a plane, just strike up a conversation. That's kind of your MO, isn't it?
Well, my MO is actually when I'm here, people are coming up to me that I used to work with either in New York Air, Continental, or United. They come up to me and it's kind of catch up. I catch up with people I haven't seen in a year, 2 years, 10 years. When I was walking my doggies this morning, Maverick and Piper, there's a guy who came up and goes, I know you. An old
you're the Sky God.
He said, Sky God Tom, so he knew who I was.
Really? Did he say that? I was going to say, you're a good liar.
I haven't seen him in like 9, 10 years.
I have the same thing happen, but they go, Greg, you owe me money. That kind of thing, but that's just me.
Yeah, I got to see him, and then of course with the two dogs I got, they're both golden retrievers, so all the girls come up, they're chick magnets, so all the girls come up want to pet the doggies, and it's just a great time being here this whole week. It's Oshkosh, mini Oshkosh, and every year this place just keeps getting better and cooler.
Yeah, it does. And when we say it's smaller than Air Venture, it's not that much smaller. It's probably about third the size maybe overall, but it's still massive. Your feet are gonna be hurting. You got to pace yourself a little bit. But we've been doing it a few years. We know how to manage the grounds and just have a good old time. Like you said, seeing a bunch of folks.
Actually, I heard it this year. They added 151 more additional vendors to to the venue today.
Right,
so
right.
They're out there everywhere, so there's something to see for everybody.
What are they doing here at Velocity? Anything in particular other than showing off the planes? Is there anything new in particular that you're helping them with, or what?
We're working right now. The company has been bought by some people, some venture capitalists from India.
Okay.
And they're soaking a lot of money into it. We're getting ready to build a four-seater Mosaic airplane.
Nice.
So we're working right now. We're going to get the stall speed down to 59 knots, which we've already achieved by changing the canard and add some velocity generators.
Vortex generators.
Yes. I'm looking at the word velocity. I'm thinking that. And we've gotten the speed down, so we're just...
Wait. Is that 88 miles an hour, or am I mixing up? Oh, okay. What am I mixing it up with?
You're mixing up with Back to the Future and
right.
DeLorean.
Yes.
But that's not the vortex generator back there, the power...
That was Mr. Fusion. And the
what was the name of that, Austin? You remember from Back to the Future?
Doctor, what?
The thing in the back of the DeLorean. What was that called?
Oh, the flux capacitor.
The flux capacitor. Yes, that's what I. Vortex generator. Vortex.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's what we're working on, a vortex generator for the Velocity.
I got to work on my lingo. That's the problem.
Capacitor installed after.
Yes, after. Exactly.
And once you get 88 knots on takeoff, we can go anywhere we want, to the future, to back to the past, wherever you want to go.
Yes, okay. But that'll help the stall speed on the on these velocities, huh?
If you go to stall, you just go back in time before you stall.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was actually talking about the 59 miles per hour thing,
stall
but yeah.
Recovery procedure.
Yeah, I brought it up. I asked for it.
Go back 10 seconds prior to stall.
Yes, okay.
Looks like
all
trick
right.
Savings.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure you haven't been drinking them margaritas?
No, but I've had two energy drinks this
morning. Yes, okay. Aww. Well, that'll work. That'll work. But yeah, so they got they got an injection of cash. It'll allow them to do cool new things.
To develop the new Mosaic, and that's the big thing going on around at Sun and Fun this year. Mosaic, you hear Mosaic everywhere. So, and it's going to add new life to general aviation now. And plus, now I'm interested in and so is Dennis. There's a two-day course where if you built your experimental airplane, or even if you didn't build it, you could actually sign it off for a conditional or an annual. And if you do the 15-day class, you could actually work on it and work on other people's airplanes. So that'll decrease the amount of techs and APs that are in charge.
Right, because you got a hangar at your place, and you work on your RV quite a bit with your friends.
Sign my own airplane off. That'd be nice. Or other LSAs or other experimentals. So we're looking forward to that. That's a big thing coming in the next couple of years. I'm excited about that.
Well, there you go. You got your eyes on anything else here at the show this week? Or are you just going to soak it all in and window
soak
shop, that kind of thing?
Soak it all in. You know, I have to admit, when the Delta Hawk guy was talking about the diesel-powered airplane on his RV-14, cruising at 150 knots. And
the light bulb was going off Sky God.
5 gallons an hour. He's doing 100. He's getting 30 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
And he's maintaining sea level power all the way up to 17,000 feet. So you just throw an oxygen mask on your nose, and you can go up to 23,000 or flight level 230 and cruise along at 5 gallons an hour, and you're doing 200 knots true airspeed.
You would be a true sky god if you had that installed in your RV, wouldn't you? And you were thinking that.
I would be a true.
It's almost like wearing a cape and prancing around in a tight with SG on the front of it. Could that be you?
I like the sound of that. Yes. Yes, let's make it happen.
Okay. Well, so he has a mission if he chooses to accept it. And if he does, he'll probably be committed. But we'll cover the play-by-play here on Just Plane Radio. Sky God. I mean, the only problem with that nickname, which I like, Tom, is I do think you need a costume.
Well, we'll work on it.
Okay.
I think you can get me one.
If you don't want me to get you one.
I probably won't be able to wear it out in public.
Oh, yeah, well, no, that would be the...
robes and a beard.
It'll involve a cape, and we'll probably give you at least an eye mask so you can have plausible deniability. That's not me, I swear.
Yeah, it's a break made for it. It's got a tutu on the bottom of it. Well, I don't think so.
I wasn't thinking tutu, but I was thinking tights, Austin, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean, why not both?
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I didn't. That's not very aerodynamic.
There's going to
cause drag,
penalty
literally.
With
it'll be induced drag. I'll probably lose about 5 knots.
All right. Well, we diverted at the end of this show, but that's fine. We'll get back on track next week for our third show from Sun and Fun. Make sure you join us. Till then, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.